If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is Clan Radio, sponsored by Wellwood Communications. Brayhead Clan made the journey to Nottingham Panthers tonight in the first of two weekend games against Erhard Conference teams. They lost 4-3 in overtime to the Panthers, and with me to reflect on the game is the head coach, Ryan Finnerty. Ryan, it was a depleted team tonight, but can you take some pride from the point you got in the end?
Yeah, absolutely. I thought the guys battled hard. You know, we were down to eight forwards there for a while, and we had a lot of guys eating a lot of minutes, and we're a pretty beat up team right now. So I'm pretty proud of the way the guys competed against a very good team in a tough building.
Was it a good example of how well the guys can step up in adversity?
Yeah, I mean, this team's been playing pretty well of late here, and tonight we were up against it, the long travel day, and you know, we stuck to our game plan. We had a pretty tight game plan going in, and in fact, we had chances to win that game. Obviously, it's tough when you watch guys complete and battle and play injured and do the little things, and Z was a wall back there to get it kind of stolen from you in overtime. You know, that's an area where the players need to decide. They deserve to decide it, and you know they're the ones battling, and to have to kill two soft calls in overtime isn't always what you like to see. You feel bad for the guys that were competing, but a point's a point, and we'll take it and move on. And like I said, it's all about getting home now, getting some rest, and getting ready for tomorrow.
To you, what would you say were the main positives from the game, do you think?
Well, just anytime you come in short bench and you see that belief and that life from the guys and you see it, watch them come together for one goal, you know, it's good to see. And that happens sometimes when you're short benched. You know, guys don't have a lot of time to think, and they're running on empty and just playing on emotion. And sometimes you play better that way, you know, in short bursts. Obviously, it's not sustainable, but in short bursts, you can play on that emotion and ride it. And we had a lot of energy on our bench tonight, and guys were upbeat. And, you know, we came from behind a couple times, and to get a point. I think we probably deserved two, had chances. And then, you know, like I said, in overtime, it's frustrating. You know, we didn't get a chance in overtime. We were killing.
Now looking ahead, Cardiff Devils now come to Glasgow tomorrow. Of the absentees, Cody Cowick returns from suspension. Can you update us on any likely guys that are likely to come back?
Yeah, we won't have a timeline for anyone else at this stage. We just honestly don't know. You know, I don't expect we'll have many more bodies outside of Cowick in our lineup. Possibly Matty Haywood here, hopefully. And but other than that, we're not sure where we're at with everyone, whether it's another week or 2 weeks here. Our medical team is assessing those guys and trying to get them back as soon as possible.
But of course, it's going to be another tough game against the Devils.
Yeah, obviously Cardiff coming to town, you know, like you said, they'll fly up nice and early and be ready to go. They'll be hurting after dropping a point at home, and they're in an incredible team. You know, they've got the deepest and you know, their deepest team from the goaltender out, I feel, you know. So they'll come hungry, you know. They're leading the pack, and then second half of the season, as we know, that's when the pressure starts. Now you start looking at the schedule and the games, and we know that you know, every game's like game seven to them right now, so we want to make sure we come out and get a good start and jump all over them.